Sadly, it's the news, according to me. Well, yeah. I mean, well, there is an evening show here, by the way. This is the evening podcast. Much a little bit later than I had planned. But nonetheless, it is still a podcast, and it's still in the evening, but it's still Monday. So I got a few things I want to get off my chest this evening. most of the hair is gone, so I've got to get something else off my chest. It's 9 o'clock, by the way, Monday, February 21st, 2022. And within my cup, it contained something you will never believe. You will never believe what I have in my cup this evening. I have water in my cup. Also known as H2O. It's a pretty good water. It's pretty good. It's got some pretty good water in there. I have to say I'm just a little bit thirsty because I was out jogging yesterday. Running. I like to think I do more than just a jog. I've seen some people jog. I can walk faster to my car on a normal day. I walk faster to my car than most people, than some people jog. Some people my age, anyway. Yes, I'm going to go do a run and they'll, you know, come back an hour later. How far did you go? 1 mile. That's pretty slow. If I do the calculations correctly, it's, let's see, 9 times the square root of the tire pressure plus pi divided by the weight of the battery. I think it's sort of around 1 mile an hour, I think. give or take, you know, 1 or 2 miles an hour. And I use the term sadly there. I don't know if you noticed that intro I had. Sadly, it's the news according to me. There's a reason for that. Over the weekend, I heard a report from our buddy, Bill Gates. He's a wonderful guy. He's a software guy. He's all into computers and stuff. Software. Computers. He's also just, you know, because it kind of goes right in line with, he's not a multi-potentialite, I'm sure of that. And he goes along, right along with the, right along with his career there. He's now dealing in vaccinations. He has for a long time wanted to be a social engineer and have kind of the status of certain other individuals in this world that think that they know best for the world and they want to socially engineer society to make a difference in the world. For all mankind. Yeah. He's been on record. We've got him on record saying things like, we have to reduce the world's population. In the same breath that he's talking about vaccination. Before COVID. He was all excited about these vaccines. Now, you have to understand, there is money flowing like crazy right now. And if you wonder why, now I don't know. I've seen all these clips of news organizations, news television programs, commentators brought to you by Pfizer. They all say brought to you by Pfizer. I don't know how many of them are. I don't know if that's editing, creative editing on the part of some people. Some of them look fake. Some of them look definitely genuine. And these same news people, these same commentators, and these same organizations who are funded to the teeth by Big Pharma are the ones pushing the vaccines. I mean, we're not just talking about being pro-vaccine, we're talking about if you don't get vaccinated, you're an insurrectionist. Kevin, they're not saying that. Oh, yes, they are. I do have some records, and I will bring them up this week as I dig through all of my stuff that I've been reading. What's sad about the last week? Sadly, what's sad about last week was when I get so busy, I still have a chance to listen to a lot of news broadcasts, but I don't have any time to take any notes or kind of categorize or throw these things in like into my little hopper where I can go back and review them and know exactly where they are. Now I do have two things this evening that I've recorded. One is this. Well, it's Bill Gates. It's our buddy Bill. Bubba Bill, they call him. He's just a good old boy. We got him here in this little recording I'm going to play for you. And he's asked about, what more can we do about COVID stuff. Listen to the very first word he says here in relation to COVID. Just listen to what he says.
Well, sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of vaccine. That is, it creates both B cell and T cell immunity, and it's done a better job of getting out to the world population than we have with vaccines.
That's just so sad. I just feel sorry. It's sadly, sadly. Let's just double check there. See, make sure he said that.
Well, sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of
Yeah, it's a type of vaccine, and it's done a better job of getting out to the public because it's been spreading like wildfire because people who are vaccinated have been carrying it around. It is sweeping not just the country, it's sweeping the world, of course, but sadly, it's kind of gotten out ahead of their vaccination program. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that's so sad. And it's giving people B cell and T cell immunity. T cells. Oh, that's just so bad. I want to cry for Bill. Feel bad. Think of all the money he's gonna lose now. And that's what this has been all about to begin with. Now, on the other side of this thing, people have talked a lot about. I was listening to Casey Hendricks as well this morning, this afternoon. He's a local guy here on the radio, and pretty much everything he said today on his show was stuff that I was. He went in depth on a few other things that I didn't. I usually don't go that in depth on things. He does some. He's got some show prep and does some real. He's like a real broadcaster guy. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a psychologist or any kind of a counselor. I'm not even fit to be wearing the clothes I have on right now. I'm not even sure I got them on right. But I do have a microphone and I have a voice that I know how to record stuff. So that's what I do. I record my opinions as I speak. There you go. That's all I am. So if you want to listen to what I have to say and, have your own opinion about what I'm saying, about my opinions. You can have your own opinion about my opinions. There you go. How's that? That'll work. We can do that. This particular police officer, now, if you don't think that this mentality is out there, that they are going to go after people who are unvaccinated and just, they're going to vilify people who are, they've been doing it all along. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, we were told. We were also told that if you had the vaccine, the virus stops right there. That's right. Boy, I wish I could find the video of, what's her name? I'll think of it. Her name is... Yeah, I'll think of it. She went on and on about how this vaccine will stop. We'll stop the virus and it'll end the virus. But if people don't take it, it's not going to work. It's going to be terrible. Let me see if I can find her. She's on CNN. I'll just look on here. I'm sure I'll find it. Is it Martha? It's not Martha. What's her name? It's not Martha. What's her name? I don't see it on here anywhere. She's got to be in here because she's got all kinds of clips usually, but I don't see any right now. Maybe it's MSNBC. Is it MSNBC? I don't know. We'll find out. She's got dark hair. She looks like a boy. What's her name? I don't see it anywhere. Nah, she must be on MSNBC. It's got to be MSNBC. Oh, we'll try that. MSNBC, which stands for Microsoft NBC, by the way. If you didn't know that. Bill Gates is involved in that. We're going to go down the list here. There's Mika. Joe and Mika. The highlights of their show. Trump White House visitor logs turned over. Trump deep in debt. Faces dwindling options to preserve faltering businesses. Fox is caught lying about Biden. Dems eye Obama's insight. Judge rules Trump and his children have to testify in New York. There's just everything's about Trump here. Miles Taylor. We're afraid to bring classified info to Trump. We were afraid to bring classified info to Trump. General Barry, Trump's new social media site launches with difficulties. Tops Apple Store downloads. That's why they had down. That's why they had difficulties because they crashed the servers. Launches with difficulties. It was terrible. It's so popular, it broke all the records in Apple. Watch Morning Joe and highlights. A federal judge blocks Trump claim of absolute immunity from January 6th lawsuits. Kirchner, Trump may be reaching the end of his rope. We've heard this before. The walls are closing in. He's reaching the end of his rope. Judge calls out the DOJ's handling of January 6th prosecutions. With businesses failing, Trump taps his political supporters to maintain his wealth. Kingmaker no more. Republicans are fighting, figuring out they can defy Trump and survive. Classified documents found in Trump's Mar-a-Lago stash. National Archives confirms. Yeah. So what was her name? I still can't think of her name. I'll think of it in the middle of, you know, who knows what. I'll just go over to my regular page here, see what's going on. Sadly, right now, even as we speak, something's going on with Putin. Apparently, he's decreeing that the territories that are pretty much, they don't want to be under Ukraine anyway. Putin is basically saying he's recognizing them as independent from Ukraine. In other words, you're independent from Ukraine, so we're taking you over. As I understand it, the large population of those territories overwhelmingly want to stay with Russia. This is not a big deal. All they would have to do is say, "Yeah, we're recognizing that you don't want to be there," and there you go. Your government is no longer over you anymore. However, this is an opportunity for him to creep in and take those things. Now, this will be considered an attack. This is all we needed. All of our warmongering, yeah. The drums of war. Boy, I guess there's some people that are kind of chewing out Biden now in public. This is interesting. There's some interesting headlines going on this evening. This is very fascinating stuff here. Putin signs a decree on recognizing Donetsk and Luhansk republics. So that's what he's saying. Putin orders Russian troops into Ukraine's separatist regions as the West levies sanctions. You have to understand how these sanctions work. What you don't understand is this is going to cause our gas prices to go through the roof because we are no longer energy dependent now. Energy independent. We are energy dependent on the world stage, and this is not going to bode well for us. If gas prices shoot through the roof, the wealth will be taken from our country, not brought into our country. This is, our country runs on oil. I don't know if you know this or not. See, the rules for radicals, if you look at everything that they're doing and everything that they're trying to do, this is obvious. It's obvious to me. Anyway, this is all part of their plan. This is what they've been trying to do. They want to crash the dollar. If they can crash the dollar, they can get it unhooked from oil. And then it's whatever they want it to be. It's that simple. They want to crash the dollar. They want to unpin it from, the only thing that gives it value on the world stage is that it's pinned to oil. This is probably the worst chess move ever. If we start to level these sanctions the way they're talking about, this is going to set things in motion that are not going to, it's not going to end well for anybody. And it will, in the course of about 2 years, we will be gutted in our economy in this country. If this is allowed to stand. I don't know. I don't have the answers to this. I don't have all the inside information. I do know that there's people way smarter than I am that have this figured out, and they know exactly what's going on here. And they can tell you exactly what we need to do. I would, at this point, Ron Paul, in my opinion, has a better handle on this than, certainly better than Biden does. Ron Paul, by the way, is still a very sharp individual, much older than Biden. So the Queen, by the way, has COVID. I guess all the horsemen, all the King's horsemen and all the King's men couldn't keep Queenie from getting it again or getting it ever. I don't know if she ever had it before. She has COVID. This is not good for, she has mild symptoms, I guess. I'm sure she's been vaccinated several times. But of course, Omicron, sadly, has now inoculated her from ever getting it again. We have this one report I wanted to put out. Hopefully I can play this without it being too much of a hassle here. I have to say, I stole this from another show. So there's some background commentary and some noise here that hopefully it's not too bad. I screen recorded this, and hopefully it sounds okay. This is the guy in Ottawa now, the chief of police there, who is very happy about what he's done with the truckers, the Freedom Convoy. Now, there is one now in this country that is brewing, and it's stepping up to be what looks like probably going to be a pretty major event. They are scared in Washington, and Nancy Pelosi is now once again wanting to have fencing put around the Capitol. Now, you have to understand how this is all going to play out. There's several things. I got some theories. I'll talk about them here in a little bit. Maybe I'll unpack them through the rest of the week. How this stuff can all unfold. My opinions on what could happen here on the world stage. Knowing, we'll talk about biblical events at some point. Maybe this show or tomorrow morning. Probably tomorrow morning. I may talk about things tomorrow morning. We'll see what happens overnight. Go from there. So here's this guy. What's his name? I don't know what his name is. He's some kind of police officer. I think he's the chief of police or whatever they call him there. We'll see what it says here. Oh, sure. Here we go.
Pursuing the people that you've been sort of documenting and filming who are still out there protesting. What are your plans after this, after the protest is over?
Just thank you. It's a great question. And the simple answer is yes. If you are involved in this protest, we will actively look to identify you and follow up with financial sanctions and criminal charges. Absolutely. This investigation will go on for months to come. It has many, many different streams, both from a federal financial level, from a provincial licensing level, from a criminal code level, from a municipal breach of court order, breach of court injunction level.
Right.
And Marty McFly's Playboy level.
Yes.
Yes. So that was the commentary that came after that. That wasn't him who said that. Sadly, they're talking about going after anybody who has donated to the campaign, to the fundraising event, for months, tracking you down, punishing you for participating or for giving to this cause. Financially, just crippling you and then pressing charges, bringing charges against you if you aided and abetted these people. Stop and think about this for a moment. This is unprecedented. Now we've talked about, everybody kind of likes this idea of democratic socialism. Well, it's right there across our border. You could call that democratic socialism. Now, they always talk about, well, Russia's a communist country. It's communist. Okay, well, it's socialist, really. It's the same kind of socialism you want. Well, that's a dictatorship. They have elections. Putin is an elected individual. Now, you can argue all day about how valid those elections are, but, you know, that's not allowed anymore. If you lose the election, you just shut up. Who does that sound like? Vladimir Putin. Maybe. A little bit like that. Yeah. Folks, this is where we are headed. Now, I don't know if you realize, as you understand biblical prophecy, and I want to basically save some of this for the rest of the week. But as things begin to unfold here, you have to realize the kind of tyrannical government that can exist within a democracy. This is why we don't have a democracy. We have a republic that recognizes our rights. And it is the job of elected officials to protect those rights, not to impose or take away or give to or play with those rights as they see fit. This is the whole reason we have freedom of speech and the whole reason we have freedom of religion. And yes, also the reason we have the right to keep, that which means own, and bear, which means carry, arms.
Well, but that's only for muskets and bows and arrows.
Really, that's what that's for. There are actually letters about people owning cannons. People owning Gatling guns. This used to be allowed. The Second Amendment didn't stop it. Wasn't what it was about.
Well, you can't own a missile.
Sure, yes, you can. Constitution is not any kind of, here's the thing. You probably heard the scholar. He wasn't really a scholar. Everybody says Barack Obama taught. He was a constitutional scholar. No, he was not. He was a temporary professor, a stand-in, basically, teaching some things about law in a Chicago college, Chicago University. I don't know what university it was. Was it Columbia? Wherever it was. Now, you have to understand, anybody who comes to you and says this, uses this term, they typically are saying this for a very, they have an agenda. There's a reason why they say this. They will say the Constitution is a document of negative liberties. Now think about that for a moment. Negative liberty would be slavery, which In some sense, it is. If you look at it from the perspective they're supposed to look at it from, government is supposed to be slave to the people. The establishment up there on the hill is supposed to be slaves to the people. They take an oath to abide and uphold the Constitution. That oath entrusts them, or basically charges them with that very thing. It shackles them to the idea that they will defend and uphold it, not find ways around it, not to add to it or take away from it on their own little willy-nilly decisions that they want to make. And this is where we get into the rub of this whole thing. When you have a politician who thinks that, well, it's just negative liberty. All it does is tells you what government can't do to you. It doesn't say anything about what government is obligated to do for you. Because, you see, government gets its funding from us, our money. Whenever they say about something about, well, the government's going to pay for it, that's us. It comes from our productivity. One way or another, it comes from our productivity. I was talking about this morning. I think I got sidetracked, believe it or not. I think I was actually talking about something, and I actually got off subject somehow. That rarely happens to me. So if I sit around, don't do anything, that's pretty much all I do. That's my day right there. I sit around, do nothing. And the government takes care of me. Well, we're going to send you a check. Everybody deserves a minimum wage. A living wage, some kind of a... We're just going to give everybody a universal wage. And then if you say something we don't agree with, we can take that away from you. As soon as you become dependent on that, then we can take it away from you. That way you'll be a good little servant, good little serf. We can control you that way. Oh, you don't want the vaccine? Oh, then we're not going to get your $1,000 a month. This is a ridiculous idea. First of all, it takes away from our productivity. The government has no money the government doesn't do anything to make money. They just take money from those who are productive. So if you don't do anything and you sit around, they send you a check. However, if you risk, you go out there and you take your hard-earned dollars, every penny you've saved, you invest it in a business, you work 12 to 14, 16 hours a day trying to make that business go. You pay your employees, you pay all your taxes, and at the end of the day, sometimes you don't have as much as you started with. But you're making that business, you're building something into the community, and you're building a business that hopefully someday will pay off. So you work, and you work, and sometimes you pick up a side job to make the bills, to pay the bills to make that business go, because it's your business, it's your thing, it's what you want to do, and you're putting your heart and soul and everything that you can into that business. And then it starts making money, because it starts paying off, because people see your hard work, they see your reputation. They start coming to you for work. They start recommending you to other people. And soon all that hard work, maybe years of hard work, starts to pay off. You start getting bigger clients, more clients. You're able to charge more money for your services and your products. And you start to see a turnaround, and you start to make money at it. And the next thing you know, you're making good money, like real money, livable money. You're able to give to the things that you've been wanting to give to for a long time, support charities and help your neighbors and help people, the friends and family, the church. You start giving money. And it's what you've worked for so long to be able to do that. And then the government decides, well, you're making money now, so we need some of that. We're going to take a percentage of that. And the more you make, the more we take. The higher the percentage is, we're going to take from you. Oh, don't give me your sob story about what you put into this thing and all the times you spent all this, you know, your heart and soul and all your time and effort. Blah, blah. We deserve that money. You're getting rich now. You're rich. You got rich on the backs. You didn't build that. You didn't build that. We want your money. You need to pay your fair share. Doesn't really sound fair to me. It sounds like theft to me. And this person who works so hard and now employs more other, you know, more people, helping them build their lives on your back, your hard work, your sweat, your tears, your risks that you took. And now the government just wants to take it away from you. We just want to take a small portion of it. We're not going to take all of it. You know, maybe 50%. Because you're rich. You evil rich people. You're all evil. You know, money might be the source or the root of all kinds of evil. But that's not really what, you know, but money itself is not evil. And just because money motivates some people to do evil things doesn't mean that people who have money are evil either. I never worked for a poor man. Well, until I worked for myself. Self-employed, I guess you could say I take it back. But we have to realize that these people who are out there going out on a limb to make something better for not just themselves, but for the country, for the nation, for to provide a service, to provide something. Sure, they're motivated by trying to make a living and trying to make a good, decent living. To, you know, put their kids through college and everything else that they have to pay for. Well, if the government just gave you free college, you wouldn't have to do that. All right, then we'll just all sit around. Nobody, there won't be any innovation. There won't be any new services. There won't be jobs. Oh, you can just sit around and everybody gets a free Nintendo. You can sit on your sofa and eat bonbons. I don't know. Is that life? I think we need to examine ourselves as a nation right now. See where we want to go. Because we're headed for some hard times. I guarantee you. We are headed for some hard times. I'm going to talk about that in the upcoming days ahead. This is just Monday. We got four more days of this, of me ranting about this stuff. We have everything that's going on in Canada. Unfortunately, and everybody that I'm listening to, even independents, and there's even people on the left who are saying they are shocked at what just went down up in Ottawa. There are people who have been cryptocurrency, who are saying, you know what? Maybe we need crypto after all. They were wrong. They're actually admitting that they were wrong. And then that is one thing, I guess, that bugs me about some of these people who now are coming out and saying, you know what? Science has changed and we're gonna drop these draconian rules. They've even used the word draconian rules about COVID. The rules you imposed. And now you're all of a sudden deciding that the science has changed. You weren't wrong back then. You were following the science back then, but the science has changed now, so you're going to follow that science. Science is changing all the time. Gravity used to be pull you to the earth. Now it's changed. Now it expels you. 2 + 2 used to be 4. Now it's not. It's 5 now. That's good water. I digress. The week ahead should be a very interesting week, as usual. the news cycle, I think, is just continuing to get more and more interesting. I'm reading a headline here that says the CDC is spending $5,000 per person, per shot, I guess I should say, to convince minorities. What does this say? To convince minorities, Bill Gates calls them. Yeah, okay, I guess. This thing that they're going to talk about, this whole thing that I was talking about, Bill Gates as well. Sadly, Omicron is the vaccine we could have never made. I think the doctors in Africa were already saying that. Well, too bad for them. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for sharing and subscribing and liking. Have a great night. God bless.